Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. First, I'd like to say I apologize for not having an episode up last week. The girl is going through just stuff mentally, trying to figure things out, so I apologize. But we are here today. With that being said, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope your weekend's going well as always. And of course, as always, I hope you're ready for whatever the week ahead has to come. And we will be entering into a new month in this week coming up. So I hope that you all have a great beginning to this next month, that you're ready, you're prepared for whatever is coming. And I'm hoping that whatever is coming is going to be mostly good and prosperous and whatever you need, honestly, in life, because we all deserve a little good to come our way. And with that being said, today is International Friends Day, and I just want to say happy International Friends Day to you guys, because you guys are all like my friends to me. So even though I don't see your faces, you're all like my friends to me. So happy International Friends Day. And I just want to say that honestly, without content creating and without, you know, being a blogger and a podcaster and everything and social media, I would not have the friends that I've made that are literally like all over the world. Like, and I wouldn't have the listeners that are all over the world seeing where people are listening and making the friends that I have made in this content creator circle. Like, I would have never, you know, had these people in my life without social media and everything. And so coming from a content creator standpoint, International Friendship Day literally just means celebrating all of you guys and celebrating and being grateful for everyone I've been able to talk to through DMs and in comments and everything, because I never thought that I would be friends or even talk to anyone that's like all the way in the UK, or, you know, have people listening from all over the world. Like, it's crazy to me to think that, especially as someone who is so introverted. I never thought that I would, you know, talk to anyone all over the world, because I barely talk to people in my own city. So to have that is amazing. And honestly, happy International Friends Day to all of you. And I hope you all are able to celebrate and you realize just the beauty in friendship and what social media honestly has done to bring us all together from all over the world internationally. And along with that, I also want to hop on the topic and point of being your own friend. Obviously, when you're talking about being your own friend, this is not international, but still, just the topic of friendship within itself, it's important to be your own friend. While you're thinking of being grateful for, you know, people around the world, or even just people, you know, your close friends that literally could live right next door or whatever, when you think about your friendships and everything, you know, you think about how, you know, grateful you are for them, you think about how kind you are to them, you think about how you're a listener to them, how you're there for them when you need them, and hopefully that's all happening vice versa. And you just think about how you want to be a good person to them and how you're doing your best to be there for them and everything. And when we think about being friends, we think about being friends to others, but what about being a friend to yourself? It's easy to be kind to others, it's easy to be there for others and everything, but sometimes some of us are so hard on ourselves. And you know what I'm about to say, I'm obviously talking about myself, especially, as well as always have to talk about myself, of course, because, you know, I'm literally trying to work on so many things within myself, and that's one of the things as well. It's just learning to be my own friend as well, learning to be kind to myself and everything. And so with that being said, I want to help others who are just like me, trying to figure out ways to, you know, be a friend, be your own friend, ways to be your own best friend, be your own friend, to learn to be kind to yourself, to, you know, all of that, because it's important. And maybe you're on a track to trying to be your own best friend, but you just don't know how or whatever. So here are just a few ways, because it's important to do that. It's important to make sure that you're treating yourself the way that you're treating others. So the first way is to spend time with yourself. This is one I really need to learn, because me, especially as an only child, I don't like to go out. Like, I always spend time with myself. I'm an only child, so I'm always spending time with myself, but I'm not really going out like that to spend time with myself. In my mind, if I'm going out to the movies, shopping, eating, whatever it is, because I'm an only child, I'm like, I want to do that with others. I spend time to myself all the time. If I'm going out to do fun activities, then I want to do them with others. I want to be with friends. I want to go out with friends and have fun. I even tried to go out to the movies once by myself. Did not like it. I didn't have anyone to laugh with, to do little chatter with, or whatever was going on in the movie. I didn't personally like it. That was my first time ever doing that though also. So it's something I would have to get used to. But you should spend time with yourself. Like, actually go out to eat, go shopping, go to the movies, you know, do more activities with yourself and just learn you. It's like going on a date with yourself. I see a lot of videos all the time of people, you know, spending time with themselves, like going on solo dates. Go on solo dates with yourself and get to know you, because if you don't even want to go out with yourself, that kind of says a little something, and maybe you should learn more about why you don't want to go out with yourself. The next one is to speak uplifting words to yourself. You would not talk to your friends how you talk to yourself. If you talk down to yourself, if you are always negative, if you're, I'm ugly, I'm too this, I'm too that, you would never tell your friend that. Your friend would stop being friends with you if you talk to them the way you talk to yourself. So think about that way. You would not continue being friends with yourself, right? If your friend talked to you that way, you wouldn't want to continue being friends with them. So why would you be friends with yourself when you're being negative? Learn to speak positive words to yourself, positive affirmations, lift yourself up. And it's a hard task to do sometimes. So even when you're like, I'm ugly, just reverse that. Even right after, reverse that and say, actually, no, I may not be feeling the best. I may not be feeling like I look the best, but regardless of how I feel, I'm beautiful, I'm gorgeous, I'm handsome, I'm whatever. So uplift yourself, because you're supposed to be your best friend, and there is no best friend that will tell you that you're ugly, that you're this, that you'll never achieve that. There's no best friend that will tell you that. And if they do tell you that, then you should start evaluating who your friends are. The next one is to not neglect your needs. You have to take care of yourself. Listen, I am someone who, if my friend's like, I'm staying up till 4 a.m. every night, I'm like, you need to get to bed, okay? If my friend's like, I have meds to take and they haven't taken their meds, I've literally set a timer to, or an alarm or whatever, to remind my friend that she needs to take her medication. I've literally done that because I want to make sure that my friends are taking care of themselves. And just like, if you're someone who does that, you need to make sure you're doing that to yourself as well. You have to be your own best friend. You have to take care of yourself because you are your friend. You are the one carrying your body. You know, you're the one who's walking your body, who has all your organs and everything. You have to make sure you're taking care of yourself and that you're caring for yourself as you care for a family member, as you care for a friend. You wouldn't want your friend neglecting their needs. You guys make it relate, like you're both neglecting your needs, then you both need to be like, okay, we need to make sure that we're holding each other accountable. So you wouldn't want your friend neglecting their needs, so you shouldn't neglect your needs. You should do what you need to do to, you know, make sure you're okay, make sure you're getting enough water, enough sleep, you know, stretching, working out, whatever it is that you need to do. You want to make sure that you're doing that. And of course, it's not always easy, especially for those who struggle mentally. It's not always easy to do that stuff, but even something very small and something simple, as long as you're doing it, you know, that's all that matters. And as long as you're trying to do it too, that's all that matters. Next is to accept your own flaws. We are our biggest critics. We are our biggest critics. We are hardest on ourselves. And so, of course, when we have even the smallest flaw, it can become so hard to accept it and to realize, you know, I'm human. But it's important to accept yourself and to accept your flaws and to accept your mistakes, because you are human. It's okay. You don't need to be hard on yourself. And again, if your friend kept pounding on you and kept, you know, mentioning every mistake and every flaw, every second, you would not want to continue being their friend. So why would you want to be your own friend? end. You need to be kind to yourself, be gentle to yourself, and realize that it's okay. Every flaw is beautiful. Every mistake you make is beautiful, and you need to learn to realize that, learn to accept that, and learn to just, you know, learn from those mistakes and move on, because everything is a learning experience. And if you think that, you know, something on your body is a flaw, imperfection, whatever, it's not. It's beautiful because it's on you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what the media might say. If it's on you, it's beautiful, and it's not a flaw in the first place. So you have no flaws. Now, you might make mistakes, but when it comes to things in your body, you have no flaws. Just keep repeating that to yourself, okay? And lastly is to show yourself love daily. And that can apply, honestly, with all these things that I've listed, because each of these things is basically a way of showing yourself love. Again, we're often hard on ourselves. We're often, you know, we're our hardest and biggest critics. And so we pound, you know, these things into ourselves. You're stupid, you're dumb, you're this, you're that. And, you know, we're not taking care of ourselves. And just all of this is doing the opposite of showing love. It's showing hate. It's showing, you know, that you don't care about yourself. And again, that you're not your biggest friend. You should be your biggest, your best friend. You should be the biggest one in your corner. And so just like you would make sure your friend is being kind to themselves, treating themselves right, doing what they need to do every single day, making sure they're taking care of themselves, you know, all of that, you need to do that with yourself. You need to show yourself love every single day. Even if it's one thing and it's the smallest thing, it's still a thing and it still matters. It still shows that you care about yourself, that you're still there for you, that you're still in your own corner, and that you love yourself. Because it can be hard to love ourselves sometimes, but we have to love ourselves because you're here, you're you, and you belong here, and you deserve the love that you show others. You deserve to show that to yourselves. And that is all for today, you guys. Again, happy International Friends Day. I hope you guys are having an amazing day again, and that you're taking care of yourselves. You're having a great weekend, and you're ready for not only the week ahead, but the new month that we have coming ahead. And with that being said, I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.